This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Threats against Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold have resulted in a 2-year prison sentence for a Florida man. Richard Cantwell pleaded guilty in November to repeatedly threatening Griswold and other public figures between 2019 and 2024. In his threats, Cantwell claimed he was investigating Griswold for challenging President Trump's eligibility to appear on Colorado's 2024 primary ballot. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston defended the city's immigration policies before Congress today. The House Oversight Committee also questioned mayors from Boston, New York City, and Chicago. The mayors of Boston and Chicago said that the trust between police and undocumented immigrant communities is key to making their cities safer and healthier. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston said he wants new immigrants to be able to access Denver's services.
We don't think it's relevant to know someone's status when they come into a public library to check out a book, or if they come to the hospital for service, or if they come to register their child for school. The Constitution says you're entitled to an education. Our job is to provide it. So we think that's unnecessary, and it just scares people away.
GOP lawmakers threatened to pull funding for cities that have them investigated by the Department of Justice. The Denver mayor's office says the city has not broken any state or federal laws. Loveland Pass is now open after being shut down since Monday, but the chain law remains in effect for both the pass and I-70 between Georgetown and Silverthorne. March is Women's History Month. Our friends at Indie 102.0 are celebrating. You can find where those artists are playing at cpr.org.